meeting with your friends and bringing Barack Obama along? Well, you definitely want to put that on your Facebook page. But as you may have discovered, people sometimes post a little too much information on the networking site. Shelley Saws may be guilty of that. She posted pictures of where she and her husband live and noted the names of their friends and relatives. Now, that would ordinarily be okay, except that Lady Saws is the wife of the head of Britain's spy agency. Sarah Lyle is the London correspondent for The New York Times. Sarah, this Facebook site includes photos of the new MI6 head. This is Sir John Saws. He's playing Frisbee in a Speedo bathing suit. Is this really a breach of security or just plain embarrassing?
It's a little bit embarrassing. By the time everyone else got to look at this page, it had been put under some kind of lock, so you can't actually access it unless you have special permission from the page owner. So we have to sort of go on what the Mail on Sunday, the tabloid that broke the story, says. They say that the photographs that were on the site show the MI6 chief, who takes over in November, with his family, with his children, with his mother, that it reveals details about where they live. They ran a smattering of photographs on the page, and they didn't seem so bad. They were like any normal people, you know, on various vacations. And the truth about it is he didn't look so bad in his Speedo.
which I'm sure more than you noticed as well. But you wrote in your column for The Times, you said it's as if suddenly the Internet were awash with pictures of CIA Director Leon Panetta cavorting half-naked on vacation. Now, I'm sure there is an audience for that as well. But what's the real concern here regarding what happened on this particular Facebook site?
Well, it divided people in Britain as to whether this was a huge issue or it wasn't. Some members of the opposition said, pointing out that this security agency, MI6, was so shrouded in secrecy until a couple of years ago that the government barely admitted it existed, never revealed the name of its chief, and certainly never let photographs of the person be disseminated. And they said, you know, that so much money has been spent ensuring these people's safety and their security that this kind of wrecks every effort that's been made. The government itself, at least overtly, doesn't seem to be that upset. The initial reports were that the family had to take down the Facebook page, and then when I went in last night, it seemed, as I say, that they put it under some kind of lock but didn't take it down altogether, so it couldn't have been that bad, really.
All right. Well, to quote David Miliband, the foreign secretary in Britain, it's not a state secret that he, meaning the new intelligence head, wears a Speedo swimming trunk. For goodness sake, let's grow up.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much. Sarah Lyle, London correspondent for The New York Times. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.